Okay, so we're on Dafsama Peis today. So I'll begin on bottom page 122. Let's do one line in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is talking about different terms. The person makes a neder, different periods of time. So the last line in the Mishnah, this is six lines from the bottom on page 122, Samach Aleph Amud Beis 61b. The last line says, if a person says, Ad Shiavur HaKayetz, now HaKayetz doesn't mean the summer, though our term may come from it. Kayetz means the fig harvest, is the kayetz. So ad shiavur hakayetz, if a person says till the fig harvest is over, ad shiakpilu hamiksvot. It means till the mixvot are folded over, so the, or the maksvot. Maksvot are either pshat a, it's like a type of knife they would use to trim the figs, and then it would be like fold over, you know, whatever, like our, I don't know what you call it, like our knife, you know, you have like a, you know, pocket knife closes over like that. So it's when they close up all the knives, the mela, that's the season's over. Or the other pshat is maksvot could be the mats where they would dry the figs. So once they fold over those mats, it means like they're done, it's over, it's gone. But either, but if that's the term he uses, it, when that period comes, then it's finished. So three lines from the bottom on the Chalakum days, Adjivor Kais Adji Yichpaluha maksvot. Tana Ashekilu Rova Maksu. So Tana Tana Brisa means that most of the Maksu are closed up. I know some people maybe not, but most are closed up already. Either it's the knives or the mats, but they're closed up. Okay? So it means at that point, whatever is left in the field, we'll see in a minute, we can assume is Hefker. So let's see the top line on some of Basimon Aleph. Yeah, it's a good question. I assume it means in that locality is what I would assume. That's what I would assume. So he says here, Tana Uklu Rova Maksavo Mutarot Mishum Geza Lupturut Minamasro. So the Tana Torah Brisa, if most of the Maksavod have been, well, either its knives have been folded up, you know, closed, or the mats have been folded up, so then the remaining figs that are in the field or on the trees are Mutarot Mishum Geza. In other words, the person is like a fig farmer or whatever. He's got the fig trees. And now, at this point, he's folded up, you know, or most of the people in that locality have folded up their harvesting knives or rolled up their mats. Then you, as a, you know, pedestrian, you could assume whatever's left there, either in the field or in the trees, is Hefker. That's the idea. He says, Mutarot Mishum Gezel. It's nothing to worry about Gezel. Mutarot Mishum Gezel. In addition to which, they're exempted from Maaser, because once something's Hefker, it's exempted from Maaser. It's exempted from Maaser. So if you look in the top run, Mutarot Mishum Gezel, Shemitiyah Hashim Hein Mima Shinishar B'Sadeh Achar Shekaplu B'Chnisu Rova Maaserot, that they make Yeush from what's in the field after they've folded up their knives and brought in most of the Maaserot. And then the next run, Upturot Mina Maaser, the pasuk says that the Levi will come because he doesn't have a Yerusha with you, so therefore he gets Maaser Rishon. So Chazal darshan out from there, it's a hefker, as opposed to hefker items. So Levi has an equal share with hefker as you do. So Mamela, he's not entitled to Maaser from the hefker. That's the limud. If someone's hefker, it's not five Maaser. Okay, everybody good so far?
Where are we?
Oh, are you looking at the Darim, Samach Beis, Amud Aleph? So the top where we did two lines on the top. And then I just did the run. Okay. Yeah, what's up? Right. Yeah, so we'll come to that. We'll come to it in a minute. Okay? But it means like this. If I'm walking along, I don't know what he's done or not done. I'm entitled to assume that it's Yeish. That's the idea. So let's take a look further in the Gemara. So now the Gemara says on the, I think we'll get to the point that you were about to raise. Okay, on line two, this is Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Iklau Lehu Atra Izvan Shuk L'Rov Maksavot. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda came to a certain locality at a time that most of the Maksavot, most of those knives have been folded up or the mats have been rolled up. Do you have the place, Josh, or not? Which ones? Yeah, Bukhbalu means it's folded up. Or either the knife folded up or the mats folded up. Maksavod are those knives or else are the mats. Okay? In other words, like a mat, was that you're harvesting figs, so they'd have like a mat that they would leave the figs on the mat to dry out in the sun. Okay. So he says here. So again, we're on line two on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, you got it. You have the place, right? Everybody good. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Iklalu Hu Atra. Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda came to a certain locality. Zvan Shuklu Ropa Max World, where most of the knives or most of the mats have been folded up. So Rebbe have a ka'achil. So Rebbe helped himself to some of the figs he was eating. Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda lo achil. Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda didn't eat any of the figs. So Ata Marhon, so the owner of the figs, came along. Amarlahu Amaylo achli Rabbanon. He says, why aren't the rabbis, why aren't you eating the figs? Now, he says Rabbanon is plural, so only one of them wasn't eating. So it's either that when he came, he didn't see Rebbe eating, so he assumed that neither one of them was eating. Or it could be the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda had a shamus there, so he wasn't eating and the shamus wasn't eating. He says, Amarlahu Amaylo achli Rabbanon, Huklu Ropam Aksimonu. It's most of the people here have already folded up their knives. But Afal Pichain, notwithstanding that statement, so it sounds like the owner is saying there's no problem eating the figs now because everything is hefker. But Afal Pichain, lo achil Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda. Notwithstanding that statement, Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda still didn't want to eat the figs. He says, Kesavar Mishum Sanyut Miltahu de Kamar Hadin Gavra. He thought because it's like hostility that he's saying this. And we have more than one shot. We'll see you in the Ran. Let's look at the Ran. Left-hand column, the Ran, the fourth wide line. You have it, Josh? The fourth wide line from the top in the Ran. Okay. Yishum sanit milta hu detamar hadin gavra neroa leiv lamar bar hitartem otam asmachem. In other words, he thought the person is being sarcastic. In other words, he says, yeah, all the rocks were folded up. It's like, yeah, I don't know why you're not eating, you know. In other words, like, he didn't really mean that it was like Hector for them. Or, just one minute, let's just take a look in the Rush. You look at the Rush, lower right-hand column in the corner. He says, it's four lines down. He says, Mishum san milta, devar sanuyu gnai hayalo, im lo yamar lahem shuflu, below me need to get leiv amarche. In other words, the other pshat that the Rush wants to say, like, he like sort of begrudgingly is saying it. In other words, he doesn't really do it like with a full heart. It's just like, I'm in an awkward position. These rabbis are eating. So yeah, go ahead and help yourself. You know what I mean? But he doesn't really mean it. So the first issue is, you know, Rebbe was eating and this Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda wasn't eating. So why was Rebbe eating while Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda wasn't eating? So it could be, and I saw in the Masipta they had that it was pshat, Rebbe could hold like a mama and you go after the rove. In other words, like you're saying, like, in other words, we're making a judgment that the people have made yeish on it, but the person could say, and it never made yeish on it. So Rebbe holds b'mamon, you go after the road. So Rebbe's relying on it. And this other Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, he, like, from Midas Chasid, either he felt, I'm not going to go according to the road, or from Midas Chasidus, from an act of piety, I want to hold back and not do it. So then the owner comes, he says, why don't we eat it? Why aren't rabbis eating it? So, but he still didn't want to eat at that point. So it's because at that point, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda felt the fellow who's saying, eat it, he didn't really mean eat it. Just the opposite. He's like, yeah, why aren't you eating more? It's like, you know, like, I don't want you to eat this. Or he, like, he felt the air, of eat it. <That's okay. laughs> Well, or in this case, an ayin ra. Anyway, all right. So, okay. So, any questions, comments, and thoughts on what we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. All right. Let's go further. So, okay. Let's say again, what? I think the date, the calendar date would be part of it, but I think when you come to locality and you see like everybody's like maybe like there it's a whole hustle bustle when they're doing the harvest and now everybody's like kind of removed from the hustle bustle and they you know they have these knives all over the place, the knives are all, or the mats are all folded up, like you go by the fields, all the mats are all like folded up and stuff like that. So let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're around 10 lines down on some of these of an hour. Rabbi Chama Bar, that's a similar story now. Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, Hikol Luhatra. Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina came to a certain locality. So at a time when most of the knives or the mats have been folded up, So he was eating the figs, and then he gave it to his shamus. Shamus is shamus he gave, and the shamus refused to eat. So Amar Lay, the whole, he says, "Yes, eat." He says, "Kachamar li Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi." The Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi sent him his father, Rabbi Yosi. Now, if it's the same Rabbi Yosi as above, Rabbi Yosi above was the one who was machbir. He didn't eat the figs, but we said that could be midas chasidus. He says, "Buklu rov masol mutarot mishum gezel b'shurim ha'maiser." He says that at that point you're allowed to do it. All right. Now let me go further. Rabbi Tarfon, Ashchehu Gavra, Bismash Buklu rov masol ka'achil. So Rabbi Tarfon, somebody encountered him at a time when Huklu HaMachzot, the knives had already been folded up, or the mats had been folded up, and he, Rabbi Tarfon, was eating the figs. So the person who found him was not happy that he was eating the figs. Achtei B'saka, he threw him into this big bag, whatever, he says, B'shakle, he took him, Amti in the Mishnei Benar, he went to throw the bag in the river. Doesn't sound good for Rabbi Tarfon. So Amar, and here the Bach takes out the word lo. Amar, boil the Tarfon, she said, Horgo. So Rabbi Tarfon says, woe to, like, Rabbi Tarfon, that he's bound to be killed, you know, that if he says. So Shama Hu Gavra, so the person who's carrying him, hears him, says, Shavkei Va'arak, he left him and he fled. In other words, he realized that this is Rabbi Tarfon. Now, you could say, how do you know it's Rabbi Tarfon? Because there could be a lot of, you know, Tarfons. He just says, Tarfon. But I saw one of the Mefarshim quoted to the Besifta that he recognized the sound of his voice, you know, like he recognized the sound of his voice. So that was the way that went. Now, let's take a look at Ran on the second narrow line. Shama Hu Gavra, he kishur Rabbi Tarfon. He recognized in some way that it was Rabbi Tarfon. Let's see back in the Gemara. Two lines above where it gets wide. Am Rabbi Val Mishur B'chanani Ben Gamliel, Kulim Amshal Totsari, means the rest of his life, the rest of Rabbi Tarfon's life, he was upset that he had said that he's Rabbi Tarfon. He says, Amar, one second. Amar, oily shnishtamashti b'kitra shel Torah. Woe to me that I used the keter shel Torah. In other words, the person recognized that I was Rabbi Tarfon, and he left me alone. And he was like, chaval, he was upset that he had done that. But Amar, Rabbi Bar Baruchan, Rabbi Yochanan, kul mishtamish b'kitra shel Torah, ne'ekbar min ha'olam. Whoever uses the keter shel Torah, in other words, if a person says, you know, I'm a rabbi, and in other words, so he gets special privileges that we'll see, and the Gemara will explain more. He says he's not coming uprooted from the world. Kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Umabel shatzar shnishtamish b'chlei kodesh shnasu klei chol. And what does that have here? He says shnasu chol, not klei chol, shnasu chol. Belshazzar, we know, is the king he took over after Babel. You know, there's this like a piece of Belshazzar in the book of Daniel, and then this hand appears on the wall, and it writes, "Benaminei take all of first scene." You know, your COVID have been added up. It's weighed, and it's not going well for you and for your country. He says here, so Belshazzar used the kalim, and that had already become chol, and we'll talk about this. There was the clay code from the base of Mikdash, Shinemar, Uvaba Paritzimichaluhu, that the evildoers or the lawless people came in and desecrated it. Kiman Shapartsum Nasuhol, once they've like desecrated it, the Kalim become chol. Ne Karman Olam, he was uprooted from the world, he Belshazzar. The Thiv, the Pasuk in Daniel says, Babel Elya Katil Belshazzar, that evening Belshazzar was killed. He says, Hamishtamesh b'kitra shel Torah. So Achaso, he's using Kalim, but the Kalim have used their lost their Kedusha. So if a person, you know, wrongfully uses the Keter Torah, in other words, like the crown of Torah, he says, Shahu, and here the Bach takes out the word Chai, Shahu, Kayam Yolam, Al Achar Kam Makama. He says, that's forever. That doesn't not desecrate it. So much more so is he going to be in bad shape. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon, Kevin Dechi Achil, Dehuklu Rovam Ksoot Hava, Amai Sare Ahu Gavra. So the Gemara says, but Rabbi Tarfon, he was eating it after most of the knives and the mats had been pulled up. So why did this person even apprehend Rabbi Tarfon? What was going on with this whole thing? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dahu Habugamilei Inbe Kulishat. This person who had, you know, put Rabbi Tarfon in the sack, he had been the victim of robberies the whole year. They kept stealing grapes from him the whole year. He came into Ashkel Rabbi Tarfon, and when he found Rabbi Tarfon eating the figs, Savar Hainu the Ganvan. He must be the thief who was eating my grapes the whole year. So if that's now, the point is like this. The thinking of the Gemara is like this. So if it's just, assuming that what the fact pattern was the way it was originally, we don't know about the grapes. He's just eating the figs. So either the figs should be half gear, in which case no problem, or if the guy's upset you're eating figs, so you give him a few dollars. In other words, he doesn't have to reveal that he's Rebbe Tarfel. In other words, either, you know, it's Huchlu Rov Hamachsuo, so nothing to worry about, or if you're upset about it, so I ate, you know, $5 worth of figs, here's $5, I'm finished with it. But now, the Gemara is saying it was a bigger issue. In other words, he had, you know, $1,500 worth of grapes that had been stolen during the year, and he thinks that Rebbe Tarfel's the one who did it. So the Gemara says, so then what's so terrible? He says, I'm Rebbe Tarfon, so that's just to identify, I'm not the thief. What's so terrible about that? So the Gemara says, Yachim Aisir Nafshe, Mishum the Rebbe Tarfon, Ashir Gadol Hava, Bahavali the Faiso Badamim. Rebbe Tarfon was very wealthy. So he, for him, 1500 wasn't a large sum of money, or whatever the sum was. So he should have paid him off and not told him that he was Rebbe Tarfon. That's what the Gemara takes it. For one second, let's do a little run. We don't know anything yet. Let's do the run, and then we'll talk. We'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So now we're on line third narrow line in the run. You have the place, Josh. Left hand column, upper left hand column. You have it. Okay. So he says, "Finish Tamashi b'Kitrus Shel Torah she hinicho k'shahodiyoshu Rabbi Tarfon." In other words, the owner of the property left him when he heard he was Rabbi Tarfon. Lo hinicho l'chol Torah Torah. He left him alone out of kavod for Rabbi Tarfon's Torah. So if that's the case, now you told me the whole fact pattern. So why was Rabbi Tarfon all, you know, why was he all upset that he had revealed that he was Rabbi Tarfon? He's just trying to, you know, say, yeah, I'm not the perpetrator. So the verse says, if you say the person was just angry about the few figs he was eating right now, so he says, it's time when they had already folded up most of the knives. So Mela, you know, he doesn't have to reveal that to him. Or else he could just pay him a small amount of money. So that I understand. So, but if he's saying the whole year they kept stealing grapes from this fellow, what did Rabbi Tarfon do? And it was like he's being, you know, apprehended for stealing, and he's not the person. So I'm saying, I'm Rabbi Tarfon, I'm the one who stole your grapes. So was he obligated to pay like a whole plonk of money? He didn't have anything to do with stealing the grapes. Umaskinan, the Gemara concludes, Yenachinami, absolutely. Came into Ashir Gadolaya, since he was so wealthy, so under these circumstances, it was wrong for him to reveal that he was Rabbi Tarfon and not pay him off, because the person still suspected that he was the thief of the grapes. And the Gemara would say that he would still suspect him that he was the thief, and out of cover for the Torah, he's leaving alone. That's what the Ran says. Aval, but after oneself out of Torah is something that, you know, you're entitled to, there's no problem with that. The meaning will come out, like the Gemara is going to say, go in a few lines. Talmud Chacham is not to say, I'm not going to pay the head tax because I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm exempt from it. He could do that. A Talmud Chacham could say, I want you to adjudicate my case first, and Beis Din, because I'm a Talmud Chacham. Because the Torah gives us a quest for Talmud Chacham for those things. You're allowed to claim what's rightfully yours, just like the Torah awards certain rights for Konim Levium, so too, the Talmud Chacham, the Torah gives you certain perquisites. But in this case, the way the Ran is saying, the guy would have been suspicious of him anyway, even if he said, in other words, even if he says he's Rabbi Tarfon, he would think that he was still the thief. So under those circumstances, he just should have paid him the money and left the situation. That's what the Gemara is saying. All right, now questions, comments, thoughts. Yo.
He never said Rebbe.
Yeah, but in other words, I'm not going to say I'm Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, he says, you know, it's interesting. I didn't look up the Gemara, but there's another Gemara. I think it's in Sanhedrin. I mean, this is many years ago when Daf Yomi, because it sticks in my mind because it was somebody who was listening. It was a couple of cycles ago. He said, you know, something like, what is it? Avad Chamor Cha Tarfon. Is it like, you lost your Chamor Tarfon? Like, you know, whatever went on. Anyway, but the... So that's it. So that's it. What's the next question? So maybe he's walking. He doesn't have food with him, and he sees the figs there. He takes a snack, you know, like that, something like that. And anyway, it was Huchblu Rov Hamaksvod. It's after I see it. I, you know, I want to nosh a little bit.
Get killed because he's stealing. I think I'm killing him.
The people don't always act, you know, pialacha. I mean, obviously, the guy's like a little lunatic, but he was upset. You know, he's a little upset about the grape thieves. Anyway, he said, now I'm going to resolve my theft situation. Okay, now, let me just a little piece from the Daf Digest. Okay, let me see how everybody's doing out here. That's it. Is this the right way? I see my picture in the upper right-hand corner. Is this the right way? Okay, can you see me, Aramosha? Can you see me? Aaron Moshe,
yeah,
can you?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, fine. Okay, good. Now we have some people. Fern, I'm glad you're here. Though I thought you were going to be here in person, Fern.
Me, I did too. I just came from my father. It was either Marvin Blineder from Myra.
Okay. Nice to have everybody. Okay, now, little piece from the Daf Digest. And this is also the Moroda Daf Yomi. So it's on this pasuk. We said, Uvalba Paritzim Chalu, the evil doers came to the base of Mikdash and desecrated it. And this relates a little bit to Hanukkah. We're just a few hours out of Hanukkah, but it relates a little bit. So the Pasuk in Yechezkel, we're telling desecration instruction, the Beis Mikdash states, the ravagers will enter the Beis Mikdash and desecrate it. The Gemara infers from the expression of Echeluha, the holy vessels of the Beis Mikdash, which Belshazzar brazenly used, became chulin, defiled and lost their sanctity. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Amen Beis, cites the Pasuk, Uvalba Parisim Echeluha, as a source. The Gentiles who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash gained legal possession of the articles of the Beis Hamikdash, such as the stones of the Mizbeach, and thus were empowered to prohibit them through idol worship. The Bala Ma'or explains that the Pasuk is not referring to the Greek or Babylonian conquerors, but to the Jewish Hellenists who defiled the Beis Hamikdash prior to the arrival of the Greeks. In other words, so the way the Bala Ma'or understands, Uval Paritzim Chalua is talking about the Jewish Hellenists, in other words, the Jews. Like, in other words, like one of my rabbis, Rabbi Bronspiel, he should have a Jewish language quickly. He would always say on Hanukkah, so they had the Ivanim, but then the Mityavnim were the Jews who had adopted Hellenistic philosophy, and they were the greater danger. So they had taken it and defiled the base of Mikdash. The stones of the Mizbeach became kulin and were removed from the possession of Hekdesh due to the standard halakha of Ila Behekdesh, which states that the consecrated object loses its sanctity when used for mundane, non-hectic purposes. However, says the Bala Ma'or, the holy vessels of the basement, Shlesharei, do not leave the possession of Hekdesh, because they are endowed with Yushtuf, inherent sanctity, rather than monetary sanctity. Shlesharei do not become defiled, even if they are used for mundane purposes. He says, also says the Bala Ma'or, the Pasuk is not referring to the Greeks and Romans, because the law of Mitzvah Hekdesh applies only to Jews. Okay, so the Bala Ma'or is saying that these Mityavim, these Jewish Hellenists came, and I guess they took the stones, the Beis Hamikdash, or the Mizbeach, whatever, and then they defiled it. Rashi and the Ramban, however, and this is again in Avodah Zarah, disagree and maintain that the Gemara is referring to the Gentiles who conquered the Beis Hamikdash, not the Hellenist Jews. Ramban explains that this Gemara is not connected to the standard of Halacha Mila B'Hekdesh, but rather the Pasuk in Yechezkel by scriptural decrees that are Katuv teaches that the vessels of the Beis Hamikdash lose their sanctity when the Beis Hamikdash is violated by pillagers, even though in general the Gentiles use the Hekdesh, it's not a matter of cooling. So the thing is like this. That's what, in other words, the Bala Ma'or is following the general din of Me'ilah. General Me'ilah is a Jew, he takes it and he uses it for something else, so it loses its Kedusha. That's the way the Bala Ma'or is going. So it must be that the Jews are the ones who took it and deconsecrated it. And the Ramban says, no, it's talking about the Goyim. And in Achinami, it doesn't follow the regular dinim of Me'ilah, but here it's there's a concept that loses its kedusha. Now, the Cholul Meshiv, that's Cholul Meshiv, that's Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. He was rabbi in Lviv, or Lviv, Lemberg, Lviv, Lviv, all the same place. It's now it's a town in western Ukraine, but it used to be, I think, part of Poland. Which, well, Kiev is the capital of Ukraine, but Lviv is in the western Ukraine. So he was a rabbi there at the end of the 19th century. Welcome. You want to join us? Wait, so we have a Gemara for you? All right. So he says, the Cholul Meshiv notes that our Gemara seems to bear out Rashi and the Ramban's interpretation, but our Gemara applies the Pasuk to Belshazzar is used to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a whole pile of Gemaras over there. Okay, welcome on. No, please take a Gemara. I like when people have a Gemara in front of them. Yeah. No, it's okay. You can turn a page and look at a page. Okay? There you go. Okay. He knows more than he lets on. Okay. Okay. Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. Page 123. Okay. Okay. Now, so again, the Cholul Meshiv says that our Gemara seems to be like Rashi and the Ramban, because our Gemara says with this Kal Vachomer, it says, Belshazzar shishtamesh b'klei kodesh. Belshazzar used the kelim and then he got killed. He says it proves by sukkah where he applies him to Gentiles and even to klei sharei. Now, the words of Ru explains that the name Chanukah derives from Chanukah Mizbeach, dedication of Mizbeach. The Marashah in Shabbos explains that the Mizbeach and the vessels of the Beis Mikdash lost their sanctity during the Greek siege, as indicated by the Pasuk of Parikim, the Chaluah. Therefore, the Mizbeach had to be rebuilt and rededicated as the name Chanukah. The Tashbei supplies the Halach of our Gemara to a Shul. He says, if Marauders plunder a Shul, the Shul loses its sanctity. Is it the vessels of the Beis Mikdash when the Beis Mikdash was plundered? Rav Yosef Engel disagrees and maintains the sanctity of Shul cannot be compared to that of the Beis Mikdash. The more exalted the Kedusha serves, the more difficult it is to maintain. In other words, the way that Rav Yosef Engel wants to say, if something's a high level of Kedusha, then you got to really preserve it very well, and it goes down and loses it. Therefore, the fact that Kedusha of the Beis Mikdash departed when the Gentiles violated it does not prove the same is true of Shul, which has less Kedusha. Okay, one more second, and we'll go on. One second. One thing, I want to see what he has here with this. He's got the same topic. He puts here in this is from the Moro Daf Yomi. He said the same thing. According to the Baal HaMa'or, that the Chila was done by Jews. It didn't mean Ila. He says that's only the Mamon effect. The Klei Sharei have Kedusha till Zman. Prince Ramban, there's a katov, he says, even the Klei Sharei lost their Kedusha. Now, one second. Okay, this we got. Okay, I think we're okay. Okay, everybody can talk. Okay, what do you got for me, Aaron Moshe?
Well, I was just going to say, wasn't it there a Yosef Issa who went into the base of Migdash, took out something, and then they wanted him to take the menorah out again afterwards?
Yeah, that's the Medrash on Parshas Vayishlach. With what's the name of the person who went in there? Do you remember?
Yeah, something.
What's his name?
Was it Yosef Mashisa or something like
that? Yeah, right. So what's your question?
No, I'm just saying that he was a Jew who went. He was a Jew who went in, and
yeah. In other words, but the question is, if it's in other words, a dinam ila, so a Jew can deconsecrate things. But it has to be things that have Kedushas Mamon. In other words, but if it's Kedushas Aguf, you can't deconsecrate it. So that's the way the Baal HaMa'or takes it. Whereas according to the Ramban and Rashi, there's a Kaktiv that the Goyim could deconsecrate everything. But you're right, in that Medrash, Yosef Meshita, he did go in. But all right. Now, I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless anybody has anything else to say. Okay, we're on Samach Beis Ben Aleph. We're around eight lines above where it gets wide. Mark, do you have the place? Mark? Okay. So the Gemara says, we're around six lines above where it gets very wide on Samach Beis Ben Aleph. Okay? So Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. The Avad Hashem Elokecha, L'shmol Kolo Davkabo. To love Hashem, to listen to Him, and to cling to Him. He says, now the Gemara takes it, the Pasuk is talking about learning Torah, but it says it fast because we do it for Ahava. A person shouldn't say, you know, normally ikra means I'm going to study psukim, so they'll call me a chacham. I'll study Mishnah, they call me Rebbe. I saw they quoted the Masifta, they quoted from the Ben Yehoyada. He says he doesn't think that that could be the pshat here, because here we're talking about, in other words, it doesn't make sense. You read the psukim and they're going to call you a chacham. Or, so he feels that reading the ikra means I'm going to learn it, but simply, you know, and then I'll be a chacham, and then I learn a little deeper. He says, "Eshne shikri rabbi, eshanein," and then I'll teach Torah. She yezakein ve'shebi shiva. Now they'll call me zakein. They'll look at me kavod. I'll sit in the yeshiva. I'll be kavodik. Ella lamod me ahava v'sofa kavodavo. In other words, you should study out of ahava. So when the pasuk says avada shem lokecha, means you should study Torah. Because like this is the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he gave us the tzivui, and that's why you should study it. And then the kavod will come emela. Shneamar kashrei mal esbotecha, tie them to your fingers. Kafei mal luach libecha, write it on like the slate of your heart. And then the Ran quotes a little bit a next pasuk, I think. If you look in the Ran, left hand column, 10 lines on the bottom. Kashrei mal esbotecha, kolomar lo techabein la'anarcha. Don't have a kavana. I want to get this, I want to get that, I want to get the other thing. Just have in mind, I want to know it, so I want to know it well. And then the Ran says, apparently the Ran had a different gears than the Gemara, that's the way the article said it. But Amar, Andemal Dark Rotecha, like the tied around your neck, that type of thing. But Acharka, if you write, let's see back in the Gemara. He says, the Omer, Rachen Darchi Noam, it says its ways are pleasantness. But Omer, you know, Eitz Chaim Hilamach Hazikimba. It's a tree of life. Those who take hold of it, Tomchem Ushar. I remember for many, many years. You know, I grew up in the great synagogue. Rabbi Wolf was a rabbi there many years ago. I remember he'd always say those psukim in English. He would say, "Its ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace." Anyway, the. No, so Inachinami, no. Inachinami, right. So we would say Mitoshul Shema Balashma, but that's not the ideal. That's not the ideal. Here, the ideal is that I should, you know, do. This is talking about the ideal. Yeah, you're right. But we're right. So Chazal teaches us a person should always say Shalom Shema, Shalom Shema Balashma. Although, let me see what he says over here. One second. You know, the only thing somebody says, but in other words, as long as it's not like Lakantir Lakapeach, in other words, that you're, let me see, I'm looking. That's fine. Yeah, so if you look in the Rush, this is three lines from the bottom in the Rush. I don't think we got up to this line yet, but the Birbahan Lashmand, we did it. With the barrel and the shman, will we do this or not? Oh, okay, so we'll wait a few more lines. Okay. Anyway, the point is that you should do everything altruistically. That's the goal. Okay, now, two lines above where it gets very wide.
So the women have it over the men because they'll never be called rabbi or sage or any of that.
Well, I mean, there's an issue about women studying Torah in general, but aside from that, though, even if you're a woman, you know, you could be learning for ulterior motives. A person, you know, could be, you know, I want everybody to realize, you know, all my wisdom, how much I have. Everybody, you know, should step aside from me. You know what I mean?
It's a woman, no one cares.
No, I'm saying even with women, you know, like they'll think I really know type of thing. You know, I mean, there could be things with women. But anyway, so back in the Gemara, so he says here, two lines above where it gets very wide. So Reb Lezer brought up Tzadok Omer, I say the word L'Shem Palam. You should do what L'Shem Palam means for the one who, like the creator, for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Boy, the time went so quickly, I can't get over this. Okay, listen. He says, B'daber b'hem l'shmam, you should speak with the words of Torah, you know, for the sake of Torah. Al tasei matro l'gadel b'hem, don't make them a crown to get exalted with it. Al tasei kardom liot oderbo. It's interesting, like in the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, it says, lo kardom lach purba. And yours is like Fardom Leo Oderbo, or Oder is like to ho. And again, this, I think, you know, I have this idea like to create an almanac. And this is my idea. I wish there would be like an almanac for the Gemara, and you'd have different sections, like it would be like, you know, farming implements, construction of homes, you know, clothing, food, things like that. And then whenever it comes up, you look. So the kardom, I think it's a tool. It's not exactly like a shovel. I think it had like two blades on each end. On one end was like sort of like a blade like a shovel. On the other end, something other blade. Anyway, but you could use it for, you could use it for a couple of things. Anyway, you then that to hoe with. He says, V'kal v'chomer, the first word line. Well, Bel Shatzar should ishtam ish a little clay kodesh. Bel Shatzar used the clay kodesh. He says, shenastu clay chol. In other words, he, when he used it, they'd already been deconsecrated, the Kalim based Mekash. Ne'er karmen olam, he was removed from the world, got killed. Hamishtamish be'kitra shal Torah, lachal kamakama. If a person uses the Ketra Torah, how much more so? That's worse, because the Ketra Torah, it still has Kedusha. Now, here's the line that I want to show you before in the Rush. If you look on in my Gemara, it's the third very wide line in the Rush. He says, the Berben Lashman, well, the Burchama Sachab de Bretor Yelshema Torah, well, you're dealing with the Torah, should be the sick Torah, the only Dalavin, you want to know, you want to understand, we will see Black Kakul Pilpal, Pilpal, and then add a further understanding. Below the Kanter, the code, but not the Kanter is like to torment somebody, like what you did, or but you know what you're talking about, to get, you know, arrogance over other people, exalt over other people. Okay. He says, and then below, still in the rush, below Tassat, God will buy him. Don't make it a crown, you know, to Shatalmud, today, Lehitatir, Lekadel, Shatalmud, 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 Lekadel. He says, and below Kardom Lachtopen, Shatalmud, they should see a claim Lachtacha, the Parnasba. You shouldn't learn to be your kin to make a Parnasa with. We could talk. Now, let's go further, Gemara, then I got to run. He says here, so now, on the second wide line in the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ashari Lelin Shilo, Dui Nafshei, Ba'akar L'Yad Yidlei, a person's allowed to tell people, he comes from a locality, let's say he's a big Tanan Chacham, nobody knows who he is, he comes to a new place, he can tell him, yeah, I'm this person, I have Sneak, this, that, the other, Deftiv, Yabdacha Yared Hashem, it should be Minda Urai, that remember when Ovadiah, he sees Eliyahu, he says, he tells him who he is, you know, I hit all the BM and things like that, and I'm a kosher. So you're allowed to tell, and Eliel, he thought, didn't know. So the Gemara says, Ela kashid Rabbi Tarfon. So if that's the case, so what was so terrible about Rabbi Tarfon? He revealed to this guy who had him in the sack that he's Rabbi Tarfon. He says, Da Ashir Gadol Hayav, he was very wealthy, but he just should have paid the money and not told him he was Rabbi Tarfon. Now, let me just further up, pause on a few lines. Now, the Rava, I'm sorry, Rava Rami, Rava poses a contradiction. One pasuk says you could tell who you are. He's there was Ami Rei Hashem Sabbis Yana. That's what Obadiah says. He said Eliyahu. Uchtiv Yaluchasar Velofito. The pasuk initially says let other people praise you, and your mouth shouldn't praise yourself. So the Gemara says Haba Atra Diadilei. That last pasuk is talking about they know who you are, so everybody knows who you are. You don't have to toot your own horn. He says, they don't know who you are. You're allowed to say who you are. Okay. Now, Amarava, Charlotte Surah Rabban on the name, Mar Surah Rabban on the Sharuli Tigroi Beresha. A Tamil Chacham can come to Besdin. Say, I'm a Tamil Chacham. I'd like you to adjudicate my case first. Dechtiv, Uvene David Kohanim Ayu. The Pasuk in Sefer Shmuel says the sons of Kohanim of David were Kohanim. So it doesn't mean they were actually Kohanim, because they're not Kohanim, but it means that they were Tamidi Chachamim. Let me see if who says here. Yeah, if you look, look at the Ran. We'll do a whole bunch of them. We'll do five lines of the bunch. No more of the Chayyirat Hashem. The Charli Yola Habiyadli. We didn't know him. Charli Tigray Bereisha. Hatili Tegar Shlik. Lomar Hasli Dini Tchila. Ubenei David Konim Ayum. Shu Chachamim. Vadinam Kik Konim. In other words, they were Chachamim and they didn't like Konim. Back in the Gemara, two lines on the bottom. Ma Kohen Otel Barosh. Just like the Kohen gets to take the first Chelek. He says, so too, the Taman Chacham also gets to take the first, you know, portion. He says, the Kohen Menalan, where we know this about a Kohen, the Thiv, the Kiddush Toki, Lechon Lekechel, whom I grieve, says, you should sanctify him, the Kohen. The Taman Zabed Rabbi Shmuel, a Bryce was taught at the Senate of Rabbi Shmuel, the Kiddush Toki, the Var Shem, everything that you should turn page, top line on some of the days of the days, Lechtoch Rishon, so Lechtoch Rishon is not looking among the Farshim, if you look at the Ran, Kohen gets the first aliyah. That's the way the Rashi learns it as well. If you look at the Rashi left hand column, the Tok Rishon, you wrote Shem the Rishon before Kibbutam, Lugaber, Lurosh Tchila. So the Rush says the Tokh Rishon needs to be the first speaker, is the way the Rush takes it. The or let's see further. Now, back in the Gemara, Ula Barech Rishon, so the Ran says, Barech Rishon, Bir Kanamazon, should put on the foot down. For benching, the Kohen gets priority to bench, but the Rush learns, Ula Barech Rishon, the Torah Bir Kanamazon, Shashim Sudi Yavilo Mani Yafet Chili. He says they bring the first portion as well first, the Rush says, and then Vlito Mani Yafet Rishon. I'm a Rabba, so it means Tamar Chacham, so Tamar Chacham, is entitled to those things. He says, "I'm a rabbi. Shari the about on the Maimar, lo yehivna at karga." The Talmud Chacham could say, "I'm not going to pay the head tax." Dechiv min de belu v'halach. He says, "Lo shali lemir me ali home." It should be that nun but a mem. It was that the Sefer Ezra. It says, "We're not going to impose these taxes. The min de the belu and the halach, we can't put impose on Tamid Chachamim." But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mindu Zubinat HaMelech. Mindu is the like the real estate tax from the king. When the Talmid Chachamim going to be exempt from it? Below Zukesav Gulgatha, it's a head tax. But Halach Zuar Nuna. Halach is Arnuna or Anona. Actually, they have Arnona in Yerushalayim today. I know people are millionaires, so there's a you know a tax for the non-resident of Yerushalayim. You know, if you buy an apartment in Yerushalayim and you're not a resident, I think for more than 6 months of the year. You pay this heavy tax, you know, which they call Arnona. But here, if you look in the Ran on the fourth white line, Halach zu Arnona, Arnona b'shon Yavan Suda. So Ran's first shot is Arnona is a meal, so they have to pay for the king. But if he's Taman Chacham, we'll exempt him. He says, Or l'shon acher, Shutfut shish l'melech b'imot, Arnona l'shon shutfut n'yathiv, Arnon gvul moab b'imoab b'imomri. So it's interesting, the Pasuk in Parsha Chukat says Arnon, which is, I think, a river, is the bull between Moab and the Emorim, but here he's saying it's like a partnership is Arnon, Arnona. So it means that the king is entitled to a certain amount of your animals, if you have animals, so we're going to, you know, exempt the Tamid Chachamim from that. Okay, back in the Gemara, but Amar Rava, Shari the distributor of Adam the Maimar, Abdi Denura Analo Yitna Karga. A Tamid Chacham could say, I work the konim of this Avodah Zarah, they're like the fire worshippers, maybe Zoroastrians, I don't know. He says, and I'm not paying the head tax. My time of Ruchi Arya Mine Ta'amar. He's just trying to, like, in other words, he's only saying it because he doesn't want to pay the tax. In other words, he says, I work for the Abdu Denura. Takes it like, if you look at the Ran, he says, Abdu Denura, he says, Ana, Ebed Leishu Kohen Lo'ov De Ha'esh, Shavadab Tur Mikarga. In other words, the priests, the fire worship, they're exempt from the tax. So I can say I work for him. And in the Ran, it's not like I'm acknowledging the Avodah Zarah. He says, because it's patently, it's clear that he's just saying he just wants to be exempt from the tax. He says, even a Talmud Chacham could say that. Now, this is another shot he says. He says, in addition to which, it's like sometimes you make a statement, it could be understood in one of two ways. So he says, they, the Goyim, they list that, they think he means Avodah Zarah. He says, Avda Denura, like I worship Hashem. Hashem is an Eshok, like consuming fire. So that's another shot. Okay, let me just wrap up the mission, then I got to get going. He says here, wait. I'll give you in three lines. Ravashi Abalehu Abba. Ravashi had a certain forest, Zabin the Beinur. He sold it to these fire worshippers. So I'm going to reveal the Ravashi, how equal to Neiver Lothem Shol. You send the forest, they're going to use the wood for their Avodah Zarah. So you're over on Lift Neiver Lothem Shol. Before a blind person, don't put a stumbling block. And you blame her also Mitsuba on Avodah Zarah. So Amalei, Robetsim Lasakanik. He says, most wood, there's a lot of like kosher uses for the wood. I don't know which wood. So maybe they're using it for heating, maybe they're cooking, maybe they could use some Avodah Zarah. Most that way, so I'm not. So look, if you look at the Ran, he says, Robetsim Lasakaninu, Baino Kimokal of Way Laborabotical Kavin, Ekalimitlai, Batay, Replay to the Ekalimitlai Kalina, where I could be told that maybe it's good, I could do it that way. Okay, we have 2 minutes for the questions. Go. You mean when he says that I'm, he said, but yeah, So he said, so I think he's saying, that's certainly the way it sounds here. One second. Okay. Is it here? One second. Okay. One second. Yeah. So All right. I'm gonna have to defer on that question. I don't know exactly. Yeah, go ahead, quick. Chop, chop. We had it was Machloket Rishonim whether he did or didn't. In other words, according to Rashi and Ramban, he did. Yeah. So still, come for care. In other words, Belshazzar is not the one who conquered the base of Mikdash. He was conquered by Nebuchadnezzar. I think it was grandfather, the previous king. So okay, one second. But still, he was held accountable that he was using the kalim, even though they had been deconsecrated, and so he got executed. So Achas Kamakama, Jews, it's so inappropriate to be in. No. It's not that. In other words, he Belshazzar, when he the kalim already deconsecrated. He's using it, but it's still zilzul that he's using the kalim in the base of Mikdash. He's held accountable for it. So it was the Jews Achas Kamakama. I don't have time to talk more about this. That's my answer. Okay, I have to go further. I'm sorry. Okay, let's get back on the Gemara. Come again for Daf Yomi later. Okay, now we're back on the Gemara, the Mishnah. Okay, now Manitim Ara Katsir. Now, if a person says in his neder, he's going to like konam something, he's not going to drink wine or whatever, but he says Ad HaKatsir. And for the harvest, Ad Shechil Am Leksor Katsir Chikim. So if he says Ad HaKatsir, that defaults over the Katsir Chikim. The Katsir Sorim is around Pesach, Katsir Chitim is around Shavuos. But he says Ad HaKatsir, Katsir means the Chikim Katsir. Aval, Lo Katsir Sorim. Hakol, Lepim Makom. He says, though, but the Tana says everything depends on the place. He says, if you look at the Ran, six lines before it gets wide, in other words, most likely in every place, plain Katsir is close to Tzir Chitim. But if that locality, they call the barley harvest, they call Katsir. I call it Pima Komnidro. So then everything is the way, wherever the place was that you made the net is. That'll be, we'll be controlling. Now back in the Mishnah, Imhaya Bahar Bahar. If he says, I'm going to do it till the harvest, but when he makes the neder, he's in the mountain. So it's when the harvest begins in the mountain, because that's where he was when he made the neder. You might have a bikkav. He was in the valley, so he'll be in the valley. So in other words, the katsir in the mountain is later than the katsir in the valley. So if he was in the mountain, that'll be the time. He was in the valley time. Ad ha-gishamim, if he said he's going to do this, let's say, konam or whatever it is, till the gishamim, to the rains, plural, ad shihu ha-gishamim. Or he says ad shihu ha-gishamim. He says one of those terms. Ad sh'terei revi'a shniya. So either one of those terms mean he'll observe it till the revi'a shniya. The revi'a shniya, if you want to take the Gemara and follow, we'd like to have you, Chaim. Okay, please, we had a whole pile of Gemaras. Okay. So it means till revi'a shniya. Okay. Revi'a shniya means the second rain. There's the three rains. You have the, you know, and so there's one, two, three. So we have this in the second planet as well. So that's revi'a shniya. Rav Shmuel Milmer, Achigiz Manash, revi'a. Rav Shmuel says it doesn't have to be the rains actually came, means the time when they normally would come. That's according to Rav Shmuel. Now, if he says Anshi Pasku Gishamim, he says, let's say he says he's going to, he has his neder, he's going to avoid something until the rain stop. Anshi say Nisan Kulo de Rimeir. Quit Rimeir till the whole, in other words, when is the end of the Yimei Gishamim? Quit Rimeir when the whole Nisan leaves. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Rashi of War Pesach. Who says till Pesach goes? Look at the Rashi slash Mefarish quickly. Last Rashi on the Mishnah. He says, Amar Kodem Shini Tonei Shabbat Shkulu Shmim Osorich Shini Sankulid Rameir. Now here, the Rashi quotes from the Yerushalmi. Rameir Latame, Damar Sechatani, Perakama, Amatai Shulim Nehak Shamim. Now, we stopped saying Kalamatar on right when we go into Chol Hamoed Pesach. We go with Tzadaka. Please. Rameir Omer, Achei Sei Nisan. So Rameir holds in Yerushalmi that you say Talmatar the whole month of Nisan. So that goes in with the Shita here. They're also the same thing here. He says the rain is end of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Achei Vor Pesach, but too low. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole Pesach is say Talmatar. Okay, I just got the two lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Hanoder Arakayetz, the Galil. Let's say a person to the Neder, he says Arakayetz means to the harvest with the figs. And he was in the Galil when he made the statement. The Arad La'amakim. And then he goes down to the valley. Even though now the kayats, now it's kayats in the valley, and the Galil is a little higher. He says, he's prohibited, he's controlled by the time and the place that he made the netter. Okay, now, four lines to the bottom. Zera says, machlok in the Mishnah, that whether it's actual rain or the time of the rain, that's what he says in the plural, ad hak yishamim. Avalamar ad hageshem, he says till the geshem, azman shamim kamar. There, everybody, even the Tanakama agrees. So he says geshamim, so the Tanakama says it means the actual rain. Rosh Hashanah says no, the time of the rain. But if he says ad hageshem, that means the time of the shamim. Okay. Any, say again what? When? What do you mean? Oh, well, if he would say, you know, Adshir Duke Shamim, then if he spells it all out, then I think everyone would say that way. Okay, I had to pull it a day at this point in time. One second. Let me just one second.